Comrades, after 400 years of colonialism, the Caribbean continues to be a source of exploitation by ravenous international capital. After 400 years of colonialism, the condition of the working people of the Caribbean continues to be very much the same. Our people continue to suffer the ravages of exploitation and oppression. Our people still face today massive unemployment and are subjected to some of the most brutal and inhumane conditions. The transnational corporations continue to bleed our countries dry, leaving in their wake unemployment, illiteracy, poor housing, lack of proper health facilities, superstition, malnutrition, and a number of other social illnesses. In the United States of America, in the United Kingdom, working people continue to be dominated by big business and the Wall Street mafia. Racism and sexism are still normal practices in these countries. The working people enjoy only those rights acceptable to the ruling classes. The present economic crisis in world capitalism presents ever greater dangers for the working people throughout the world. Day after day, thousands of working people are thrown out into the streets to starve as more and more companies are closed down. The unemployment rate in the United States today is perhaps in excess of 10 million people. In the United Kingdom, it is certainly in excess of 2 million people. In the capitalist world as a whole, it must be in excess of over 40 million people. This tremendous recession in the international capitalist system, of course, has tremendous adverse and negative consequences for us in Grenada, in the Caribbean, in Latin America, in the so-called third world as a whole. Inflation continues to be a heavy burden on our people. As in the vast majority of cases, we are importers of finished products from the industrialized capitalist world. More and more, the working people are feeling this pressure as prices continue to soar, while their real wages continue to diminish in value. Job discrimination, victimization, sexploitation, and unequal pay for equal work continue to be a norm in the region. These massive forms of discrimination, exploitation, and oppression are the more easier done due to the low level of class consciousness of our working people. Many workers in the region are still denied the right to join or to form trade unions of their choice. Equally, many trade unions continue to be controlled by backward, corrupt, and reactionary trade union leaders who are prepared to sell out their workers' struggles in exchange for money. At the same time, the transnational corporations operating in the region continue to make massive, excessive profits at the expense of our people and our national and natural resources. Grenada, in common with most of the region, is still in the shackles of this vicious system. But certainly one of the distinguishing features about our situation in Grenada at this time is that we today are determined and have begun the task of rapidly trying to disengage from the clutches of imperialism, to begin the task of reclaiming our resources. At this very early period of our national democratic struggle, we are determined to explore all possible avenues of improving the quality of life of our people. These, comrades, were some of the tasks which we had set for the revolution in the first few weeks and months.